The chemical manufacturer W.R. Grace & Company has been charged with knowingly exposing mine workers and residents of a small Montana town to asbestos. The federal indictment charges seven current and former executives with conspiring to release the deadly substance at a mine in Libby, Montana, and then covering up the dangers. Grace officials denied any criminal wrongdoing in a statement released yesterday. Andrew Schneider is Assistant Managing Editor for Investigations at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He joins me now from Missoula, Montana. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you have reported extensively on this case. How has it, let's begin with this, affected the community of Libby?
Well, the effect has been dramatic. It's a small community in the northwest corner of Montana, and according to tests run by the government, over 1,000 people have signs of the disease. More than 250 have already died, but that's just the ones they've been able to identify. So it's had quite an impact.
And can you just give us a brief overview of the sorts of ways in which asbestos was scattered about the town?
The most permeating way that the asbestos fibers got out was through the stacks of the processing mill. The mine was 6 miles away. Documents from Grace indicate that as much as 5,000 pounds of asbestos fibers were released into the air over Libby every day the plant operated. That was the main problem. Of course, the mine closed in 93. What people are dealing with now is there's vermiculite, which is tainted with asbestos, all over the town. There's vermiculite insulation in the houses. It's in the gardens. It's in the driveways. EPA's been out there. They arrived about 72 hours after we did the original story in November 99, and they're still there now trying to clean it up.
The charges against these executives are that, and the company, is that they covered this up. I mean, what are they alleged to have done?
According to the indictments, they are alleged to have concealed the dangers. They knew early on, they knew from the time they took over the mine in 1960, that the vermiculite ore was tainted with asbestos. They knew that asbestos killed. Thousands of documents have shown that they knew this was a problem, and they concealed it from the government, from the people in Libby, and from the workers in 200 plants around the country where they're processing this.
W.R. Grace, as we've said, denied any criminal wrongdoing, says it looks forward to its day in court. How has the company responded in the past to claims against it?
Not very well. If you recall, many years ago, there was an issue in Woburn, Massachusetts, where there several children died from leukemia in water, in public wells that Grace allegedly tainted with discharging chemicals, Grace and another firm. The EPA at that time brought charges against Grace for lying about what they discharged. So they've not been a very responsible corporate citizen in the past.
Well, I guess just finally, what in all your reporting on this sort of stands out the most for you as regards this case? I mean, what's the magnitude of it?
The magnitude, I think, is enormous because the EPA believes that the tainted asbestos insulation is in as many as 35 million homes around the country, and the government has done very little to notify people that they may have this danger in their attics. That's very significant. People have no idea what the hazard might be.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us.
Renee, thank you very much.
Andrew Schneider is Assistant Managing Editor for Investigations at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and author of the book An Air That Kills, a book about asbestos poisoning in Libby, Montana. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.